नमस्ते वर्गाय सर्वेषां स्वागतं। पुनः वयं कक्षाम् अनुवर्तयाम। एकनिमिषं, लेट् मी शेर् मै स्क्रीन् हियर्। ओके, स्क्रीन् दृश्यते इति मन्ये। एव्रिवन् कन् सी इट्, रैट्?
Yes.
Yep.
Can you, okay. Okay, this is good. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Yeah, very clear.
Okay, great, thanks. Okay. So, ado prashnah, gata vargat prashnah, vargasya prashnah kepi santiva. Any doubts from last class?
This is Ravi.
Okay, Mohan, do you have any doubt?
Can you hear
anyone
me?
Have any? Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Any questions from last class or any doubts?
Shika, this is Anju. I don't have any questions. I'm good. Thank okay. you.
Okay. So, okay, if you don't have any questions, I have questions. Okay, let me ask you. Okay. Idam chitram asti atra. Astu. अत्र चित्रे किं किमस्ति, किं नास्ति इति वदतु कोऽपि, वदन्तु, सर्वे अपि वदन्तु। प्रश्नः स्पष्टः?
ऐ
केण्ट् हियर् यु महोदय, योर् वाय्स् इस् नाट् क्लियर्।
Yeah, I can understand part of the question. Okay.
Is the question clear to everyone? Chitre kim asti, kim nasti? Iti vadanto. Everyone say, what do you see in this picture and what do you not see in this picture?
Hmm. Okay.
Nataraj Mahadaya, yeah, you start.
Pustakam.
Pustakam?
I can't see, I don't know how to say, I can't see.
No, just say what is there, that's it. We'll talk about the verbs later.
Okay.
Pustakam?
Pustakam? Balakah?
Asti, Pustakam, Asti.
Okay. Pustakam, Asti.
Hmm.
Balakah, Asti.
Mm-hmm.
Balika asti. Vidyutdipah asti.
Astu.
Nidhanika astu.
Asti.
Oh, Nidhanika. Oh, sorry. Nidhanika asti. Vidyutdipah asti.
Do we need to have Eshah?
Not really. Eshah,
I mean, like last time, like Eshah,
sure,
Balaka,
sure. Sure, but I mean, just ask him questions, right? So he's just telling me what he's saying, what's actually in there. That's fine.
Yeah, that's all I can.
Okay. Ravi Mohadaya, can you? In this one.
From this one. एषः बालिका किम्, ऐ मीन्
एषः वा एषा वा,
या एषाः बालिकाः,
एषा बालिका किं,
या एषा बालिका किं, न बालिका नास्ति, एषा बालकः,
एषः एषः बालकः, एषा बालिका। ओके, ओके, अत्र पृच्छामि, एतत् किमस्ति?
एतत् किम् अस्ति? एषः
एषः
एषः वृक्षः अस्ति.
एतत् किम्?
एषः मेघः अस्ति.
उत्तमम्. एषः मेघः अस्ति. एतत् किम्?
एषः नाट् माला वट् अस् पत्रम् अस्ति. नाट् पत्रं, तत् फ्लवर् रैट्? पुष्पं. या सारी, थेङ्क् यु. एषः पुष्पम्.
एषः वा? एषः वा?
अगेन् एषः पुष्पम्.
सो वाट् इस् इट्?
एषः पुष्पम्.
नो, पुष्पम्. हौ डस् इट् एण्ड्? पुष्पम्. सो
ओ, एतत् पुष्पम् अस्ति.
यस्, एतत् पुष्पम् अस्ति.
पुष्पम् अस्ति.
ओके, हौ अबौट् दिस् वन्?
एषः कुक्कुरः अस्ति.
हौ अबौट् दिस् वन्?
एतत् वाट् डू यू काल् बाल्?
कन्दुकम्.
कण्डुकम्. एतत् कण्डुकम् अस्ति.
कन्दुकं. कन्दुकं.
डि यु रैट्? कन्दुकं.
नो, नाट् डु, द, द, कन्दु.
या, या, ओके. कन्दुकम्.
कन्दुकम् अस्ति.
एतत् कन्दुकम् अस्ति.
ओके, एण्ड् हौ अबौट् दिस् वन्?
एतत् द्विचक्रम् अस्ति.
द्विचक्रिका. एषा
द्विचक्रिका. ओ, द्विचक्रिका. एषा द्विचक्रिका अस्ति.
उत्तमं. धन्यवादः. अधुना अञ्जुजि.
एनि आब्जेक्ट्? Okay. Esha pushpadani asti. Esha pushpam. Esha सस्यम्.
एषा वदन्?
एषा सस्यं,
रैट्? सस्यं.
सस्यम्. एतत् सस्यम् अस्ति. एषा निधानिका अस्ति.
ओके. And everyone else can please chime in as well. It's not that only she has to say. I mean, if you see anything else that she's not able to, please do say.
Can I call it Kardeepa, the table lamp? Or that's what Kara, we thought?
No. Just say Deepa, then why do you want to say Kardeepa? Just say Deepa.
Uh-huh. Eshaha Deepa asti.
Uttamam.
Chitram. Etat chitram asti.
चित्रम् अस्ति. एतत् पुस्तकम् अस्ति.
टिवि, कमान्.
दूरदर्शनम्. एतत् दूरदर्शनम् अस्ति.
हेव् यु हर्ड् वाच् टिवि? कमान्, दूरदर्शनम्. ओके,
आसन्दः अस्ति.
उत्तमम्. एषः आसन्दः अस्ति. उत्तमम्. आसन्दः इस् चेर्. आसन्दः. आसन्दः.
आसनम्.
यस्, आसनं. यस्, आसन्दः. एषः आसन्दः. वदतु कोऽपि. जानाति वा कोऽपि?
न जानामि.
एनिवन् एल्स्? उपधानम्.
उप
धानम्.
एतत्
उपधानम् हौ डु यु से देन्
एतत् उपधानम् अस्ति
उपधाथ उपधानम्
एतत् उपधानम् अस्ति
नो त थ द ध ध द फोर्थ लेटर उपधानम्
एतत् उपधानम् अस्ति
उपधानम् अस्ति
ओके हियर कैन एनीवन से फ्रॉम हियर
एतत् विधानिका अस्ति
So don't say Esha, just say what you see. You, I mean, if you say Esha Saha, I don't know if you're saying it to the closer object or the farther one, right? So just say what you see. Nidhanika Asti, so and so and Asti.
Okay.
Gati Asti.
Gati Asti.
Lekhini Asti, Ankani Asti.
Krishna Phalakam Asti, Ankani Asti, Uttamam.
Uttaham Asti.
Pustakam Asti, okay.
Oh, that blackboard is Krishna Phalakani?
कृष्णफलकम् उत्पीठिका अस्ति यस् फलकं यस् घटी अस्ति
वातायनमस्ति
गुड्
So what is vatayanam?
What is vatayanam?
Window.
Nidhanika. Window, yeah. Okay. Nidhanika is a cupboard, okay.
Meenam. Meenam.
What is meenaha?
Meenaha.
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 Globe, what do we say?
I have no idea.
Vishwam. Oh. Vishwam?
No, not Vishwam. not definitely not Vishwam.
Sudha Kandaha Asti.
Suttamam, Sudha Kandaha Asti.
What do they call duster as?
Marjani.
Marjani.
What do you call for the table?
That's the all? Table copy? Someone said it before.
Uttitika.
उत्तमम् उत्पीठिका पीठिका अस्तु नाट् टि उत्पीठिका पीठिका अस्तु ओके
व्हाट डू यू कॉल द ड्रॉयर्स एनी स्पेसिफिक टर्म्स अवेलेबल
व्हिच वन
ड्रायर्स वी हैव ड्रायर्स देयर
probably not there could be something else I what we actually call prakoshta is the room what we usually call is koshaha or pocket so I don't know maybe we actually suffix the word koshaha to something else
Okay.
What is that? Yeah. Koshaha?
Koshaha is pocket usually. Okay. Maybe antakoshaha something.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Maybe something on those lines. But yeah,
classroom,
I can't...
Classroom, any specific term is there? Because
vargaha,
this is a class.
Vargaha.
Varga prakoshtaha is possible?
That's fine, sure.
Shikshak nasti. Shikshika nasti.
उत्तमं शिक्षकः नास्ति शिक्षिका नास्ति एक्सलेण्ट्
बालकः नास्ति
बालकः नास्ति
अध्यापिका नास्ति
उत्तमम् अध्यापिका नास्ति
स्यूतः नास्ति
स्यूतः नास्ति उत्तमम्
What do you call this dustbin? There seems to be small dustbin there.
Anyone? Dustbin. Ava?
Dustbin.
Avakarika.
Avakarika.
The junk, the trash is called avakaram.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Asto. अग्रे सरेम तर्हि ओके हियर् ओके सो नौ लुक् अट् दिस् एषा वृद्धा किम् उत्तरं ददातु कोऽपि रवि महोदय
एषा वृद्धा किं नास्ति बालिका
अस्ति एषा बालिका अस्ति एषा बालिका आल्सो फैन् ओके एषा वृद्धा न एषा बालिका ओके सिमिलर्लि अधुना इतः परं पश्यतु करदीपः कुत्र अस्ति करदीपः कुत्र सो यूजुलि फर् द मोस्ट् पार्ट् इन् दिस् लेवल् एनी वर्ड् दट् स्टार्ट् वित् क आर् क्वश्चन् वर्ड्स् लैक् फार् एक्साम्पल् कः किं का कुत्र सो अन् अण्ड् सो फोर्त् ओके फर् द मोस्ट् पार्ट् कुत्र इदगेन क्वश्चन् हियर् करदीपः कुत्र अस्ति क्वश्चन् करदीपः अत्र अस्ति अत्र नाम वट् इस् अत्र मीन्स् हियर् हियर् करदीपः अत्र अस्ति कर्तरी सो हिस् हियर् कर्तरी कुत्र अस्ति कर्तरी तत्र अस्ति अत्र
मीन्स्
हियर् तत्र देर् कुत्र इस् वेर् ओके इस् इट् क्लियर् अत्र हियर् तत्र देर् कुत्र वेर् एव्रिवन् प्लीस् चन् म्यूट्
अत्र ओके
थेङ्क् यू ओके अत्र तत्र अन्यत्र सर्वत्र उदाहरणं वायुः वायुः अत्र अस्ति तत्र अस्ति सर्वत्र अस्ति वायु
अन्यत्र क्लियर्
नो नो अन्यत्र अपि अस्ति वायु या सत्यम् ओके लैक् दट् या वायुः अन्यत्रापि अस्ति अत्रापि अस्ति तत्रापि अस्ति सत्यं सर्वत्र यथा आकाशः सर्वत्र अस्ति वायुः सर्वत्र अस्ति देवः सर्वत्र अस्ति ओके अधुना Can everyone please mute? Adhana, Pashyat, for example, if you go here. Atra asandaha asti. Dura darshanam asti. Okay? Punaha vargasya. अत्र आसन्दः अस्ति अत्र पुस्तकमस्ति बालकः अन्यत्र अस्ति बालकः अत्र नास्ति बालकः अन्यत्र अस्ति अध्यापकः अन्यत्र अस्ति इस् इट् क्लियर् वाट् ऐ वाण्टेड् टु से
सो बालकः अन्यत्र अस्ति दट् मीन्स् अन्यत्र मीन्स् दे आर् नाट् देयर् राइट्
नो नो अन्यत्र अस्ति बालकः इस् एल्स्वेर् ओके अध्यापकः इस् आल्सो एल्स्वेर् ओके अन्यत्र द वर्ड् फार् दट् इस् अन्यत्र इस् इट् क्लियर् अत्र मीन्स् हियर् तत्र मीन्स् देर् अन्यत्र एल्स्वेर् सर्वत्र सर्वत्र मीन्स् एव्रिवेर् कुत्र
मीन्स्
कुत्र वेर् उत्तमं कुत्र वेर् ओके अधुना पश्यतु एषा का मम प्रश्नः अस्ति एषा का एषा बालिका बालकः कुत्र अस्ति बालकः अन्यत्र अस्ति tarhi means then actually, okay? If I say eshaka esha balika tarhi balakah kutra asti balakah anyatra asti
balika tatra asti
balika tatra asti, that's fine. Okay, for example ravi atra asti, so ravi atra asti, anju sharma atra asti, gayatri atra asti, shankarah atra asti, kintu samata atra nasti anyatra asti. Okay, samata anyatra asti tathaiva aparah kopi vishnuh, vishnuh atra nasti, vishnuh anyatra asti, devah sarvatra asti, akashah sarvatra asti, paramanuh nama the atoms sarvatra asti tatha. Is it clear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Adana atra drishtva vadatu kapi Kausalya ji, can you?
Asmavi. Pustakam atra asti. Balika atra asti. Adhyapika anyatra asti.
Uttamam. Adhyapika anyatra asti.
Prakoshte pustakam sarva pustakani sarvatra asti.
Oh, okay, that sentence is grammatically incorrect, but you got the concept, which is fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Utpitika atra asti. Balika tatra asti, balakah atra.
Okay, uttamam, uttamam. Is the concept clear?
Yes, yes.
Okay, adhana. Malolal Mahodaya?
Oh, Mahodaya.
Can you?
Vrikshaha tatra asti. Parvataha tatra asti. Nadi atra asti. Pushpani atra asti.
Okay, just use singular singular for now, please. Don't use bahuvachanam. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Vayuhu sarvatra asti.
What do you call road?
Margaha.
Marga.
Margaha atra asti.
Uttamam.
Nakshatrani anyatra asti.
Uttamam. Nakshatram anyatra asti.
Anyatra asti.
It is clear? The concept?
Haan, Mahodaya.
Gayatri ji, is it clear for you? Shankar Mahodaya?
Yes.
Can you repeat one more time, please?
Okay. So, atra pashyatu. So, pushpam atra asti. Pushpam atra asti. Asti. Asti, pushpam atra asti. Kintu vrukshaha tatra asti. Atra asti, tatra asti. Pushpam atra asti. Vrukshaha tatra asti. Nadi atra asti. Nadi atra asti. Balakaha anyatra asti. Balakaha anyatra asti. Atra pashyatu, vrukshaha sarvatra santi. Vrukshaha sarvatra santi. Vrukshaha. any better now?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
You can be use kutra, kutra there.
We'll get to kutra in more detail soon. Okay, if you're asking something, you can say pushpam kutra asti. I'll say okay, pushpam atra asti.
Oh yeah.
Nadi right. Kutra okay. Asti. Nadi atra asti.
What do you call a bridge? There's a small bridge over there.
Setuhu.
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 Rama Setu.
There you go. Asti. Adhana atra pashyantu. Sasyam. Shankar Mahadaya, maybe it will be a little clear to you now. Okay. Sasyam atra asti. Vrukshaha. Tatra asti, yanam atra asti, athava karyanam atra asti, devalayaha tatra asti. Any better now?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Ramaha asti, yeshaha ramaha asti. धनुः अस्ति पश्यतु अत्र धनुः अपि अस्ति एषः रामस्य धनुः अस्ति एषः रामस्य धनुः अस्ति रामस्य पत्नी कुत्र अस्ति रामस्य पत्नी अन्यत्र अस्ति रामस्य पत्नी सीता अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् मै सेण्टेन्सस् प्लीस् इफ् यु हेव् एनि क्वेशन्स् प्लीस् डु आस्क् एषा रामस्य माला एतत् रामस्य किरीटम् एषः रामस्य धनुः एषः रामस्य हस्तः रामस्य पत्नी कुत्र अस्ति रामस्य पत्नी अन्यत्र अस्ति रामस्य पत्नी का रामस्य पत्नी सीता इस इट क्लियर नाउ अत्र पश्यन्तु रामः रामस्य रामस्य एवं भवति शिवः शिवस्य गणेशः गणेशस्य कृष्णः कृष्णस्य तथैव स्यूतः स्यूतस्य आसन्दः आसन्दस्य मेघः मेघस्य सो आन् अण्ड् सो फोर्त् ओके
जस्ट् एन अपोस्ट्रोफी यस् राइट
यस् ओके विल् गेट् देयर् विल् गेट् देयर् सो शिवः शिवस्य पत्नी पार्वती गणेशः गणेशस्य जनकः शिवः रामस्य जनकः दशरथः गणेशस्य माता पार्वती अर्जुनः कृष्णस्य भक्तः धर्मराजः अर्जुनस्य अग्रजः आर् मै सेण्टेन्सस् एनि भ्राता अग्रजः भ्राता मीन्स् ब्रदर् अग्रजः मीन्स् एल्डर् ब्रदर् दट्स् इट् अग्रजः यस् अग्रजः
So if he's a younger one, what do you call? Agrajaha and then...
Arujaha.
Arujaha, okay. Nakulasya Arjuna Arujaha. Okay.
लैक् अग्र मीन्स् बिफोर् जह मीन्स् बोर्न् बोर्न् बिफोर् अनुजः फालोयिङ्ग् बोर्न् हि फालोड् यु सो दट् वैस् अनुजः
Oh, okay, okay. Same thing. Say, Ja is still common to both.
Ja, okay. Ja, ja actually means
Arujaha.
Yes. Like we say for Sita, right? Ayonija. Because it's Sita, we okay. say Ayonija, Ja there. Ja actually means Janma.
Janma, okay.
Okay.
So what is Ayonija? What do you mean Ayonija?
She was not born in any womb, right? Aya.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that's right.
Ayonija, yeah. ओके रामः रामस्य शिवः शिवस्य सो आन् सो फर् नौ वित् रामः बिकम्स् रामस्य कः विल् बिकम् कस्य रैट् इफ् रामः बिकम्स् रामस्य कः विल् बिकम् कस्य सो इन् संस्कृतं रिमेम्बर् If I ask you a question saying kasya, your answer should also be in the asya form only. Okay? I have, your answer is dependent on the question I ask. If I say, for example, you'll find out more, but yeah. Just remember that for now. I'll give you more details in a little while. This is called Shashti Vibhaktihi. Shashti Vibhaktihi. Okay? Ramaha becomes Ramasya in Shashti Vibhakti. What does Shashti Vibhakti mean? Shashti Vibhakti, in English they say it's the possessive case. But yeah, that's the closest meaning that I'm actually giving you. Okay? So, Ramasya Patni, whose? Okay? Is the question there. Whose? Kasya? Ramasya? Ramas? That apostrophe is like someone else just pointed out now. Okay? Ramas, right, apostrophe S. Apostrophe S. So, Ramasya Patni Sita. Okay. Eshaha Kaha Tat Kim Balakasya Kandukaha Asti. Pashyatu. Eshaha Kaha Eshaha Balakaha Asti. Tat Kim Tat Kandukam Asti. Balakasya Kandukam, but yeah, it's not Kandukaha. बालकस्य कन्दुकम् अस्ति कस्य कन्दुकः कन्दुकमस्ति बालकस्य कन्दुकम् अस्ति
ओ या दट्स् बिकाज़् यू गॉट का देयर दट्स् व्हाई इट बिकम बालकस्य
बालकः बिकम्स बालकस्य It is not the kasya in the ka, the kaha kasha. No, it is not this kasya here. Balakaha becomes balakasya.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it clear? Does anyone have any questions? Please ask.
It's like Ramaha, Ramakasya. Ramasya. No, no. Same thing, balakaha. Balakaha, balakasya.
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 Okay. Now... Everyone, okay, give me a sentence, okay? For example, I'll give you two names, okay? You need to give me the relation between those two. Let me give an example. I'll say, Ramaha Sita, okay? So your answer would be, Ramasya Patni Sita. Question would be, Kasya Patni Sita? Ramasya Patni Sita. I'll give another example. Shivaha Ganeshaha. Okay? You can say it either way. Okay, you can say Shivasya Putraha Ganeshaha or Ganeshasya Pita Shivaha. And your question can be Kasya Putraha Ganeshaha, in which case Kasya, you're asking whose, right? So Shivasya Putraha Ganeshaha. Or you can say Kasya Pita Shivaha. Then is it Ganeshasya Pita Shivaha. Is it clear? Or do you want me to say it one more time?
One more time will be helpful, sorry.
okay. So you have, I'm giving you two names, Shivaha and Ganeshaha. Okay? So what's the relation between those two? Father and son, right? Okay, you can say, Shivasya Putraha Ganeshaha. In which case, my question would be, Kasya Putraha Ganeshaha? Shivasya Putraha Ganeshaha. Okay? Or I can also say, Shivaha Ganeshasya Pita. In my previous sentence, I said, he was a son. Ganesha is the son of Shiva. Now I'm saying, Shiva is the father of Ganesha. So, Shivaha Ganeshasya Pita. Kasya Pita Shivaha? Ganeshasya Pita Shivaha. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Is it clear?
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Okay, so Indraha Shachi Devi. Okay, Indraha Shachi Devi.
Shachi Devi, okay.
Can someone say?
Shachi Devi, go ahead. Shachi Devi, Indrasya Patni.
Uttamam. Shachi Devi, Indrasya Patni. Uttamam.
Kasi Patni Indraha. Kasi Indraha Patni? Question mark.
Anna, Indrasya Patnika.
Indrasya Patnika, ji.
Indrasya Patnika. Indrasya Patni?
Shachi Devi.
Uttama. Indrasya Patni, Shachi Devi. Uttama. Arjunaha Dronacharyaha. Shankar Mahadaya, Bhavan Vadatu.
Arjunaha Dronacharyasya Shikshakaha. Dronacharya Arjunasya Shikshakaha.
Uttamam. Dronacharyaha Arjunasya Shikshakaha. How do you ask the question now?
Kasya Shikshakaha Dronacharya.
Answer would be?
Arjuna. I'm confused.
Either way.
Arjunasya Shikshakaha Dronacharya.
Uttamam. Dronacharya. Just please make sure that you know you will say the visarga in then. You will know the importance of that later. But
okay.
For now, please emphasize on that visarga there. Okay? Dronacharyaha Arjunasya Shikshakaha Athava Acharyaha Athava Guruhu. Okay? You can use any of those. Clear, right? Now, Kaushalyaji? Okay. Dasharataha. So, Dasharataha. Ramaha.
Astu. Dasharataha kasya janakaha. Dasharataha ramasya janakaha. Kasya janak. Kasya pita janakaha.
Kasya pita janakaha. No. Dasharataha kasya pita?
Dasharataha kasya pita? Then Ramaha Janakasya putraha.
No. What does Janakaha actually mean? What does Janakaha mean?
Father.
Okay. Okay, then Ramaha.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, Ramaha Dasharathasya Putraha.
Ramaha Dasharathasya Putraha. Kasya Putraha Ramaha.
Kasya Putraha Ramaha, yes.
दशरथस्य पुत्रः रामः.
उत्तमं. दशरथस्य पुत्रः रामः. क्लियर्? ओके. गायत्री जी. Are you there?
Yep, yep, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay. So, I'm thinking, I don't want to give the conventional example, so just give me 1 minute.
Maybe
a conventional example. Yeah, maybe a conventional example, sorry. Arjunaha Bhimaha, go ahead.
अर्जुनस्य बी सोरि अर्जुनस्य भीमः ऐ डोण्ट् नो हौ द
हौ आर् दे रिलेटेड्
Brata.
Yeah. Brata is the word. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
What's the word, sorry?
Brata.
Brata. Arjunasya Brata Bhimaha.
Bhimaha. Uttamam. And the question would be?
कस्य भीमः अर्जुनस्य
न न कस्य भ्राता भीमः
कस्य
भ्राता भीमः
भीमः
अर्जुनस्य भ्राता
भीमः
भीमः उत्तमं ओके just like we say ramaha ramasya natrajan mahodaya
yeah and
okay krushakah can you say what does krushakah become
krushakasya
so I can say krushakasya nama shekharah maybe okay krushakasya nama शेखरः ओके इस् इट् सेण्टेन्स् क्लियर् कृषकस्य नाम शेखरः न सैनिकः सैनिकः अधिकं
सैनिकस्य नाम
महेश् बाबु वदतु महेश् बाबु इति वदतु अच्छित्रमागतम् अस्तु सैनिकस्य नाम महेशः तथा
शेखर् सारी जस्ट् वन् क्वशन् इस् दिस् अह रिप्लेस्ड् वित् आदौ य रैट् हौ अबौट् द मस्कुल् द फेमिनिन् वर्ड्
विल् गेट् देर् इन् जस्ट् 5 मिनिट्स् डोण्ट् वरि
But for now, it's like universal that any masculine word, we can replace it with and sir, you.
Yeah, that's too much of a stretch actually. Not any masculine word, any masculine word that ends with aha. Look at the pattern here. Ramaha, Krishakaha, Sainikaha, Apanikaha, Vaidyaha. Okay? Any masculine word that ends with aha. Like for example, the word Ravihi, right? It ends with E.
E, so we will not replace
it. Yeah, you can get this from there.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, just one more question. When we say Sainika's name, right? So what is your name? But when it comes to
us, it
is Mama Nama.
Exactly.
For me, I don't add
that. Yes. That is why you say Mama Nama so and so. Yes. Very true. Asto sainikah becomes sainikasya apanikah
apanikasya
apanikasya asto mahoday dhanyawad ranga mahoday can you
grahakasya
grahakasya
वैद्यः वैद्यस्य चित्रकारः चित्रकारस्य पाकः भारवः
भारवाहः
भारवः भारवाहः भारवाहस्य धीवरः धीवरस्य
थ्याङ्क् यु महोदय शङ्कर् महोदय कान्य
हा महोदय पुत्र पुत्रः पुत्रस्य जनकः जनकस्य पितामह पितामहस्य मातामह मातामहस्य सहोदरः सहोदरस्य पितृव्य पितृव्यसः
नात्र तृ तृ पितृ पितृव्य
पितृव्य पितृव्यस्य पितृव्यस्य मातुलः मातुलस्य नर्तः
नर्तकः
नर्तकः नर्तकस्य तन्त्रज्ञ तन्त्रज्ञस्य
तन्त्रज्ञस्य अस्तु सो लुक् एट् फ्यू सेण्टेन्सस् हियर् ओके ऐ केन् से आपणिकः तत्र अस्ति आपणिकस्य युतकं युतकं मीन्स्
शर्ट्
शर्ट् आपणिकस्य युतकम् अत्र अस्ति यु केन् फार्म् एनी यु केन् सी यु केन् क्रियेट् एनी कैण्ड् आफ़् सेण्टेन्स् नौ जस्ट् डोण्ट् से आपणिकः अत्र अस्ति आपणिकस्य नाम सो एन् सो ओके थिङ्क् बियाण्ड् दट् ओके वैद्यस्य वैद्यस्य युतकं कुत्र अस्ति वैद्यस्य युतकम् अत्र अस्ति आर् तत्र अस्ति आर् अन्यत्र अस्ति ओके भारवाहः भारवाहस्य कुञ्चिका कुत्र अस्ति कुञ्चिका नाम कीस् कुञ्चिका अत्र अस्ति अस्तु एकस्य जनकस्य पुत्रः ओके जनकस्य पुत्रः अत्र अस्ति ओके नर्तकस्य वाट् वाट् इस् द पुट् आन्
वस्त्रं
वस्त्रं थेङ्क् यु नर्तकस्य वस्त्रं तत्र अस्ति तन्त्रज्ञस्य सङ्गणकम् अत्र अस्ति ओके तन्त्रज्ञस्य सङ्गणकं नाम कम्प्यूटर् सङ्गणकम् अत्र अस्ति ओके सो आन् अण्ड् सो फोर् यु केन् रैट् अ लाट् आफ़् दिस् अदर् सेण्टेन्सस् ओके सो एव्रि वन् प्लीस् नो दिस् स्लैड् नम्बर् 168 ओके बि वेरि क्रियेटिव् ओके नाट् ओवर् क्रियेटिव् sorry but be very creative and write as many as you can okay slide 168 and also 169 so we have all the professions listed in these two slides okay 168 and 169 chashakah chashakasya can please everyone please mute चषकः बिकम्स् चषकस्य गोपालकः रवि महोदय कञ्जसे
गोपालकस्य सेवकः सेवकस्य अध्यापकः
अध्यापकस्य
अध्यापकः अध्यापकस्य
अध्यापकस्य
अध्यापकस्य चालकः चालकस्य
धन्यवादः महोदय धन्यवादः एण्ड् नौ अञ्जुशर्मा जी कान्य
प्रबन्धकः प्रबन्धकस्य निर्देशकः निर्देशकस्य अर्चकः अर्चकस्य व्याधः व्याधस्य
पत्रव्य व्याधस्य
व्याधस्य पत्रवितारकः पत्रवितारकस्य
धन्यवादः ओके होल्ड् ऑन राइट देयर ओके नाउ पत्रवितारकः कैन यू से सेंटेंस पत्रवितारकस्य किं कुत्र अस्ति इति वदतु
किं कुत्र अस्ति पत्रवितारकः
द्विचक्रिका कुत्र अस्ति
पुनः पृच्छतु केन् यू से इट् वन् मोर् टैम्
पत्रवितारकस्य द्विचक्रिका कुत्र अस्ति
उत्तमं पत्रवितारकस्य द्विचक्रिका कुत्र अस्ति आन्सर्
पत्रवितारकस्य द्विचक्रिका तत्र अस्ति
Is this clear? Anju Sharma ji, did you understand the question?
No. And what is vicharika?
Dvichakrika.
Dvichakrika, okay.
Patra vitarakasya dvichakrika kutra asti. Patra vitarakasya dvichakrika tatra asti. Okay. Vyadhaha. Vyadhaha. Malolan Mahodaya, can you say a sentence? Vyadhaha.
Vyadhasya
Astram. What Vyadhasya?
Astram. व्याधस्य शस्त्रम् अत्र अस्ति
शस्त्रं वा
मीन्स् इन्स्ट्रुमेण्ट् वित् विच् हि इस्
हण्टिङ्ग् धनुः दट्स् व्हाट् ऐ थॉट्
ओके धनुः बट् ऐ डिडन्ट् गेट् दट् धनुः इमिडियेट्लि सो ऐ सेड् शस्त्रम्
ओके 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 व्याधस्य धनुः कुत्र अस्ति
कुत्र अस्ति धनुः अत्र अस्ति
अत्र अस्ति दट्स् गुड् एण्ड् गायत्री जी छात्रः केन् यू से सेण्टेन्स् Maybe she's on mute.
Sorry, no.
Okay. Chhat. Can you say or?
No, I don't know what the word is. Chhat.
Chhatra means student.
Student. Chhatrasya adhyapaka katrasti.
Kutra.
Kutrasti.
Uttamam.
Chhatrasya adhyapaka.
Anyatra asti.
Anyatra asti.
That's fine. Good. Is this clear, Gayatri ji?
Yes. I couldn't find the word. I saw it now. Yeah.
Okay. Now you say Nayakaha. Then say the sentence for Nayakaha.
Nayakasya. Atra asti.
No. Nayakasya what atra asti?
नायकः गानकम्
वाट् डु वि से फार् फालोयर्स्
सो वाट् डु वि से फार् फालोयर्स् there's actually a specific word, but you know that you'll have a lot of questions if I say that word now. Just say Janaha.
janaha
janaha
nayakasya jasse janaha tatra
no no
there here no
no no no so what do you want to say just think on what actually what do you want to say
the lead the leader well the followers of these leaders are the leader is here
okay no okay just okay just say the followers of the leader or the leader's follower follower just singular okay follower okay. is here that's all you want to say nothing else
yeah
okay so first what is the word for the follower we said janaha is the word okay janaha asti that is the first sentence janaha asti but this janaha belongs to whom so
nayaka
so nayakah so nayakah will get the shashti vibhakti form okay what is the shashti vibhakti form for nayakah
nayakahasya
nayakasya nayakasya okay so now what will the sentence be nayakasya janah asti or nayakasya janah atra asti so everyone please try to understand this this is how you actually write a sentence okay first see first understand what you're actually trying to communicate okay like for instance in this sentence if I say chhatrasya adhyapakah anyatra asti was a sentence right first and foremost adhyapakah asti or adhyapakah asti kutra asti adhyapakah anyatra asti okay you're trying to say that the teacher is so and so place right so first and foremost so teacher is the primary subject there okay you say adhyapakah asti so the question then comes okay adhyapakah kutra asti adhyapakah anyatra asti okay you said adhyapakah anyatra asti but you're trying to now establish the relation between the adhyapakah and chhatra okay you say okay this adhyapaka belongs to this teacher or is for this student I'm sorry this adhyapakah is of this student or belongs to okay there's a relation between those two now that you're trying to establish hence you will say chhatrasya adhyapakah anyatra asti is this clear
yes
okay I only heard one yes of the 10 here
yeah yeah
okay like for example lekhakah okay it's a lekhakah okay some author okay he has a book okay so he has written a book and it is here okay first pustakam asti okay you say first pustakam asti and now you try to establish the relation between the pustakam and the lekhakah so whose book his book so lekhakasya pustakam
kutra
kutra kutra
kutra
lekhakasya pustakam kutra asti is it clear
yeah yes
okay so if akaranta pumlinga words are clear napumsakalinga words are exactly the same pushpam becomes pushpasya yanam becomes yanasya okay dwaram becomes
dwarasya
dwarasya
patram
patrasya
yeah okay napumsakalinga words and pumlinga words shashti vibhakti is the same so one less thing to worry about okay so this is why it's very very important understand so if you see the word pushpam right okay the shashti vibhakti of pushpam is pushpasya the shashti vibhakti of say for example asandaha which is a pumlinga word is also asandasya just by looking at the shashti vibhakti form you can decide if it is a pumlinga word or napumsakalinga word
that's difficult yeah that's right yeah.
okay so the answer is there is no way that you can say only by practice you will know what the gender of the word is okay, there is absolutely no way, okay, for you to know just by looking at a vibhakti form. You cannot know if it's a pumlinga word or a strilinga word or so on and so forth. You can probably make a very good guess, but you might be correct. But it's not that you will be correct. In this akaranta, ekaranta, and akaranta words, for the most part, you will be right. But you know, as we discuss a few other words, you might not be. Okay, you'll see. You'll find it out soon. Don't worry. Okay, kim kasya. Just like kaha became kasya, the word kim also will become kasya in Shashti Vibhakti. Okay, so now you say phalam becomes phalasya, nayanam becomes nayanasya, netram netrasya, and Garangamadaya, yeah. Can you start to say the next? Vimanam
vimanasya.
Parnam
parnam parnasya. Pustakam pustakasya. Annam annasya. Kankatam kankatasya.
Dhanyavadaha. And Kausalyaji?
Asmodaya. Dugdham dugdhasya. Lavanam lavanasya. Patram patrasya. Patram patrasya. Chitram chitrasya. Vanam vanasya. Jalam jalasya. Bhavanam bhavanasya. Nakham nakhasya.
Okay, clear, right? You have any questions so far? When we are using this Shashti Vibhakti?
No.
Okay, so
when there is a relationship.
Yes, relationship, it is not just between two people. Okay, don't think the relation only has to exist between two people. Any relation, any relation, like for example, okay, I want to say the phone is black. The chair, you know, the white color chair or something like that. Okay, so the white color, right, it belongs to the chair. In that, you know, there is a relation between those two. It doesn't only belong to the chair. That's not what I meant. Okay, the relation between the chair and the color is, you know, it actually is a part of that. Okay, then you say asandasya varnaha. Asandasya varnaha. For example, mama pustakam. Mama, like for instance, bhavataha namakim. Okay, mama pustakam. Mama hastaha, mama netram, tathaiva ramasya hastaha, ramasya netram, ramasya padaha. Okay? Mama bhaktihi, mama dhairyam. Okay, ramasya dhairyam, ramasya viryam, shivasya krodhaha. Narayanasya shantihi.
Why it's not becomes a krodham?
No, krodha is a pumlinga word. Krodha is a pumlinga word.
Okay.
Okay. Shiva Rudrasya na Shiva Babam. Rudrasya krodha. Narayanasya shantihi. Suryasya prakashaha. Okay. Suryasya prakashaha. Nakshatrasya kantihi. Chandrasya kaumudi. Okay.
What is kaumudi and kantihi?
Kantihi is light. Kaumudi is moonlight. You can only say Kaumudi for moonlight, not for anything else.
So for sunlight is Prakashaha and moonlight is
sunlight is Prakashaha. Yes.
Okay.
Kaumudi means light or how do we say this? There's a lot of Kaumudi means actually light. Yes. Yes.
And Kaumudi means only for moonlight.
Not Kaumudihi, only Kaumudi.
Kaumudi.
Chandrasya Kaumudi. Suryasya Prakashaha. Okay? All these places, you know, is a Shashti. It is just not a relationship between two people or, you know, a thing and a person, so on and so forth. Any bhava that you express can be in Shashti Vibhakti.
Bhava means character.
Bhava, an attribute. Okay. I'm sure for the most part, you know, well, almost all, every Indian nowadays is a computer engineer now. So, so you have an attribute of something, right? Okay, you have an attribute and you have an entity. Okay, any attribute of this entity gets Shashti Vibhakti. Okay, for example, employee's name, employee's gender, student's address. Okay. So on and so forth. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Fruits taste. My fear. His arrogance. Everywhere you'll get Shashti.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions? Or did I confuse you?
No, that's good.
Okay. Up until now, we have only looked at Akaranta Pumlinga words and Akaranta Napumsakalinga words. Okay. Now, we will take a look at Akaranta Strilinga words. Okay. Akaranta. Like Uma.
Just Akaranta.
Just Akaranta, not Ikaranta yet. Okay. Just Akaranta.
Yeah.
Okay. Uma becomes Umayaha. Okay.
Second, just one question before you. What is your name? You say Bhavatah Namakim or Bhavatyah
Namakim? Ah, interesting.
Bhavatah Namakim or
Bhavatah?
Bhavatah.
No, no. Bhavatah. Bhavatah is for male. Bhavatyah is for female. You will know why we do Bhavatah and Bhavatyah shortly. So just be patient. Okay?
Right. Yeah. But then my question still is, when I say your name, that name is the attribute of that person, right? So why should we not say Bhavatasya Namakim? Why are we saying this?
Like I said. Okay. Bhavataha, like I said before, just because you see a visarga doesn't mean that it's a pumlinga word. Okay? But just because you're seeing it Bhavataha, it is not like Ramaha. No. Okay. Bhavataha is a Shashti Vibhakti word of the word Bhavat.
Okay.
That is why you say Bhavataha Namakim. You are there. Okay. Is Bhavataha, that's a Shashti Vibhakti form.
Okay. Okay.
Why is it Bhavataha? That's not a conversation for now. Okay. Maybe 1 year from now. Okay. So Uma is the Akaranta Strilinga word, and that is Umayaha. Okay. So Uma becomes Umayaha. All you're doing there is just add the suffix Yaha. Okay. Umayaha. So if Uma becomes Umayaha, Sita becomes?
Sitayaha.
Sitayaha. So now, let's take a look at this sentence again. Ramaha. Sita, Ramasya Patni Sita.
Sita, yeah.
Sita, yeah. पतिः रामः. ओके, इस् इट् क्लियर्?
उमाया पतिः शिवः. ओके,
उमायाः पतिः शिवः. So, you know how the word Uma actually came?
No.
Uma, right? Ma actually means negating. Ma karotu means don't. Ma means don't. The word U, not the word actually, the letter U actually means something like, oh, really? You have the expression oh, right?
Mm.
Okay? The letter U actually means oh. It's meaning-wise. It's not oh. But in English, the closest meaning I can give you is O. The expression that you give, O. Okay? So, when Parvati wanted to do tapaha for Shiva, her mother, she expresses her wish to her mother, and she says, oh, don't. So, which means, U, Ma. That is how she got the name, Uma. And then she says, yeah, that's my name, Uma. So she wanted to do a more tapaha for Shiva. So when she expressed her wish, her mother just says, "Oh, Ma." And then she says, "Yes, that is my name, Uma." And then she leaves for tapa.
Okay, so "U" means what? You said no, right?
No, "U" actually means "Oh," expression. Like in Telugu,
okay.
"Oh, Nizama Antam," "Oh, Nizama," "Oh."
Okay. Like, oh no!
Exactly,
yeah.
Oh no! Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Oho, that's exactly what it means. Ooh.
And then ma means
ma, don't.
Don't. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Ma means don't. Okay. Not like in ma in Hindi ma. Okay.
No. Ma means don't.
Yeah.
So ooh, ma means oh, don't became uma. Okay, so just like kaha becomes kasya, ka becomes kasyaha. Okay, now my question becomes kasyaha patihi ramaha, sitayaha patihi ramaha, kasyaha shatika asti, mahilayaha shatika asti. कस्याः पुस्तकम् अत्र अस्ति बालिकायाः पुस्तकम् अत्र अस्ति कस्याः जनकः एषः ओके सन्ध्यायाः जनकः एषः आर् माय सेण्टेन्सेस् क्लियर् Just imagine there's a person here, and I'm saying kasyaha janakaha eshaha. Say, sandhyayaha janakaha eshaha, or sandhyayaha pita eshaha.
So there it is kasya, and here it is kasyaha.
That is why I say visarga is very, 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 very important. There it is kasya. कस्य जनकः एषः अखिलस्य जनकः एषः कस्याः जनकः एषः सन्ध्यादे सन्ध्यायाः जनकः एषः सीतायाः जनकः एषः क्लियर्
Shekhar, no. In the first one, you said Uma becomes Umayaha, right?
Mm.
Now Ka becomes Kasyaha.
Mm.
How? Like, I didn't understand.
What do you mean?
I mean, how do we know when we look at the word Ka? Okay, you're saying Ma, wherever we see Ma, change it to Ma.
No.
Can you please repeat it? I didn't understand. How does ta becomes kasyaha?
Okay, that's okay. How ka becomes kasyaha is like a 15-step process. Okay, just in high school math, right? you start with you just say, you know, you say a, no, not you have derivations and integrations and so on and so forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
You start with a is equal to something, b is equal to something. There's like a 10-15 step process, and eventually it's in hence, so on and so forth, right? That's exactly the case with Sanskritam as well. Okay, don't think that, you know, ka, we are randomly associating, you know, we are suffixing this with yaha or something. No, there's a process in actually deriving this form. Just like the way we say a plus b whole square is equal to a plus b times a plus b, a times b, so on and so forth. You try to prove that, right? Similarly, if I say for ka, how to get shashti vibhakti, there's a series of suffixes that I add, and then I eventually prove that, okay, fine, ka eventually becomes kasyaha. Okay? How do you actually arrive at this form? That's a whole entirely different.
Look, we just have to remember it.
For now, just remember it. Okay?
No, ka, but it is a shvilinga word, right? Ka is a shvilinga. So that's why, yeah, you're saying ka. Yeah.
No. But here you see, her question I think is, there is a sakara here in between. Kasyaha. But in here it's uma, yaha. There is no sa. It is just ayaha. If you really see.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's her question.
Okay.
And the short answer for that is, yes. Ka is a pronoun here. It's a question, sure, but it's a pronoun. In Sanskritam, you have the these pronouns take a different form and nouns take a different form. Okay? Ka becomes kasyaha. Uma becomes umayaha. Sita becomes sitayaha. Okay? I'll prove a little more shortly. Okay? Just give me like 5 minutes. Okay? In here. So, Lata becomes
Latayaha.
Gita? Gitayaha. Mahila? Mahilayaha. Okay, Gayatri ji, do you want to do the rest?
Yep.
Hmm.
Nitanika, nitanika.
Nidhanika.
Nitanika yaha.
Next.
Sita Sita Yaha.
Pitika.
Pitika Pitika Yaha. Javanika Javanika Yaha.
Okay, thank you. And Ranga Mahade.
Okay, what's next? Pachika. Pachikayaah, pachikayaah. Gaika, gaikayaah, gaikayaah. Nartaka, nartika, nartikayaah, nartika, nartikayaah. Balika, balikayaah. Chhatra, chhatrayaah. Mala, malayaah. Rama, Ramayah. Nauka, Naukayah.
Dhanyavadah. Excellent.
That is Nidhanika. What does that mean? I used to forget that. Nidhanika means?
Cupboard.
Cupboard. Okay.
Bookshelf.
And Pachika? Pachika is a maid? No, wait.
No. Shakuri Pachika, bro. Pachika.
Oh, Pachika. Oh, that Pachika. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, our own
Pachika. Pachika here actually means Pachakaha Pachika, cook, female cook.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so many meanings actually, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No. Pachika actually means a female cook. I'm sorry, not that one.
Okay, I thought this part, okay, that's good.
No, I got confused as well, no, sorry. I was thinking about all the examples from Mahabharata and for some reason, you know, that triggered, but no, sorry. Pachika actually means a female. Yeah, Pachika actually means a female cook.
Okay.
So, Akaranta, Strilinga words we have seen, okay? And now, Ikaranta, Strilinga words. Okay? Nadi becomes Nadyaha. Okay? It is not Nadiyaha. it is not nadasya, it is nadyaha. Okay, nadi becomes nadyaha. So yeah. Now our sentence is shivasya patni parvati parvatyaha patihi shivaha. Is this clear? Shivasya patni parvati parvatyaha patihi shivaha.
Parvatyasya.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. No. Parvati. Ikaranta word. Parvatyaha. So the way it actually works is, in Ikaranta word, just remove the last E. So in Parvati, if you remove the E, what does it end with? Parvat. It ends with just append yaha, yaha now. Parvat yaha. Just
okay.
Like you say,
Parvat
Uma.
Yaha. Okay.
For Uma, what did you do? All you added was, you know, suffixed it with yaha, right? Uma,
yeah.
Yaha. Sita, you just add yaha. Sita, yaha. Similarly, in Ikaranta also, you just add the yaha. But first, you have to remove the E. Remove the E and then add the yaha. Nadi, nad. Remove the E, nad. Add the yaha, nad yaha. Parvati, remove the E, parvat. Add yaha, parvat yaha. Okay? Kartari, remove the E, kartar. Add the yaha, kartar yaha. Nartaki, nartak. Nartak yaha. So on and so forth.
So we have to remove the I and they add YAH. Okay.
Why do you remove the I? Where is the I here?
E.
No. I mean, Nadi. So when you write in English, you can hear D-I, right?
Oh,
D-I.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Good luck if you're trying to remember like that. Sorry. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Okay? No. I wouldn't encourage. No. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Is this clear?
It's clear.
Okay. So, now that this one that I want to do, I'll just give a brief introduction and I want you to actually do another exercise. So, looks like I'll be rushing a little, but we'll do this again next week in detail. But I just want to introduce this concept. This way, if anyone wants to have some do some practice, right, they have the whole week to actually do that. That's why. So, just like Ramaha becomes Ramasya. Saha, Eshaha, Sa, Esha, these are all pronouns. Like I said before, pronouns take different forms. Okay? Do not confuse them with regular nouns. Okay? Saha becomes Tasya. Because Saha became Tasya, Eshaha becomes Etasya. Okay? Sa becomes Tasyaha. Sai Tasyaha, Esha becomes Etasyaha. That becomes, if you remember, the Pumlinga forms and the Napumsakalinga forms are always the same. So Tat becomes Tasya, Etat also becomes Etasya. Aham becomes Mama. That is why you say Mama Nama, my name. Mama Nama Shekaraha. Mama Nama Ravihi. Mama Nama Ranga. So on and so forth. Okay? Don't worry, we will do this.
What is aham mean?
Aham means I.
Aham means I. Yeah. Aham.
Okay. Don't worry about this. You know, we'll do this again next week as well. But I just want to introduce this concept today. Okay. We'll see this one. Okay. See here. Eshaha Ramaha. Etasya nama Ramaha. Saha Krishnaha. Tasya nama Krishnaha. Okay? Eshaha Ganeshaha. Etasya nama Ganeshaha. Saha Anjaneyaha. Tasya nama Anjaneyaha. Natada Mahade, can you do for this one?
Yeah. Yeshaha.
Yeshaha.
Yetasya नाम बुद्धः
एतस्य नाम शिवः सः सः बुद्धः
तस्य बुद्धः एतस्य शिवः
ओके वाट् डस् दट् मीन् ओके यू सेम् यू टेल् मी हिस् बुद्ध वाट् इट् मीन् हिस् बुद्ध
ओके
इफ् ऐ से सो यु आर् ट्रैङ्ग् टु एस्टाब्लिश् रिलेशन् देर् रैट् वाट् इस् द रिलेशन् देर् नाम द नेम् इस् द रिलेशन् बिट्वीन् दोस् टु हिम् एण्ड् बुद्ध द नेम् इस् द रिलेशन् you're trying to establish a relation there
okay
okay so tatya nama buddhah okay like ramayana because it's an apumsakalinga word rangaji can you do this
which one the last one
the last one
etasya nama ramayanam तस्य नाम महाभारतम्
आर् सि एतत् पुस्तकं पुस्तकस्य नाम रामायणं तस्य पुस्तकस्य नाम रामायणम् ओके 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 सो द नेक्स्ट् वन् कौशलजी लीला एण्ड् रमा केन् यु डू दट्
एतस्याः लीला एषा लीला एतस्याः नाम किम् एतस्याः नाम लीला तस्याः नाम किं तस्याः नाम रमा
उत्तमम् तस्याः नाम रमा उत्तमम्
एषा लक्ष्मीः एषा नाम किम्
एषा
नाम लक्ष्मी तस्याः नाम किं तस्याः नाम लक्ष्मीः सा सरस्वती तस्याः नाम किं तस्याः नाम सरस्वती
उत्तमम् इस् इस् क्लियर् नो सो ऐ एम् गोना सेण्ड् यू दिस् पी डी एफ् जस्ट् ट्रै टु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् वाट् द सेण्टेन्स् आक्चुलि मीन्स् ओके अयोध्या दशरथः अयोध्यायाः राजा दशरथः दशरथः चत्वारः पुत्राः वैद् चत्वारः वैद् पुत्राः विल् डू आल् दट् लेटर् बट् जस्ट् ट्रै टु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् वाट् दट् सेण्टेन्स् मीन् दट्स् इट् दट् इस् द ओन्ली गोल् ओके दशरथस्य चत्वारः पुत्राः प्रथमः नाम रामः प्रथमस्य नाम रामः ओके ऐ विल् सेण्ड् यू दिस् पी डी एफ् please just go through the sentences
so okay. I think Shekhar ji that earlier pdf which you shared that is also available or that is only for you
this is also available this link is actually in the email that I sent you
this one I think I have the one pdf which you have not this one the other one I have it but do we have this one also
yeah in the email this is the only link I actually have in the email Everything else I'm actually uploading later. This is the only link that I have in the email so far.
Oh, this one, okay. I have the other one. That's why I got confused. Okay.
No, this is different. It says Devanagari slides or something. At the very bottom, you should see this.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, we'll end the class here. I'll send you this link as well. So, just read the sentences here. Okay. 1.9. A and R. Okay, if you can actually read until here, that's even better. For the first 10 pages, the first 11 pages actually. We did all of these, okay? Try to, you know, just practice it. It should be very simple. It should take like 10 minutes also to actually do this. So, up until page 11. Okay, I'll include all these details in the email as well, but just this is what you'll have to do for this week. Okay, hang on, actually.